some to him. And every time friends would come to their home, they would tell these friends who would come for this youngster, that who do you think my son is? He is so stupid, you cannot even cope with him. Can you imagine? The parents were telling the friends who are desiring to come and befriend their son, that you don't have to waste time with this my son. He is stupid. He is foolish. And he was saying that I heard this over and over and over, day in, day out. He was told that he would never, ever do anything. They would not even let him get out of the house. And every time he would get out of the house, he would come and he would be spanked and he would be beaten until he grew up in their home, not having even a single friend. And I thought about this and I said, wow. And then one day, as he grew up, he decided, you know, that this is the time I'm going to run out of my house and I'm going to go. And you know what he did? Out of the anger within him, when he left the house, every single object that he found on the way, he started lighting fire on it. And it would consume and it would burn. You found a car and you'd just pour gasoline on it and lit and it would go. Finally, he was arrested. And he was jailed for almost 36 years. Now think about that. How the history of this man is not out of his own making. Some people subjected him to a kind of a life to think that he was never worthy of anything. And it was while he was in prison, there was an organization, I forget the name of the organization, that come to, you know, check out on the prisoners and, you know, try to help them and find out what the problems were. And they realized that this young man was abused even from his childhood. And that he was in prison not because of his own misconduct, even though he burned the cars, but it was out of a reaction of what he was subjected to. And so they handed him over to a counselor that told him, that encouraged him and told him, I'd like you to get a friend that you can talk about 15 minutes within the prison. And he said, this will never happen. I've never had a friend. I've never even spoken to anybody. But this counselor continued to encourage him every day within a week and telling him, for the next 1 week, I would like you to spend 15 minutes befriending somebody. And the you know, this recording, this documentary was saying, as the moment he took the first step, he felt that he was coming, like his body, his soul was coming out of his body as he approached this person that he wanted to talk to. But then he gained the confidence and he started speaking out and he engaged in a conversation with this person, this prisoner. And they started conversing. And at the end of the conversation was about 15 minutes. He went back to himself and he said, I cannot believe that this happened. And then he gathered courage and he went and spoke to another person. By the end of the week, he had spent 45 minutes speaking to another person. And he continued and continued. Then there was this other organization that came into prison. And he was, believe it or not, he was picked up to, they were supposed to make speeches. You know, they were trying to encourage people to make speeches. And he was one of the people that were picked up to make a speech. And he also said that the moment I stand before the people, I was shaking, I was trembling, and I was reminded of my past, and I thought I couldn't do it. I thought I would drop down and die. But he gathered courage, and he spoke. You know what? At the end of the 15-minute speech, people applauded, and they clapped, and they said, wow. We have never had such a speech. And everybody who heard about his story could not believe that this guy was not normal. So, you see, what am I talking about? What I'm trying to say is this. Sometimes you may be subjected, or you might be subjected from your past into things that God never intended for you to be in. Praise the Lord. But God has created you as a normal child. Amen? You have the potential to explore. To explode and to get into your destiny. Praise the Lord. And just like this man was nudged and encouraged to speak and to befriend other people, there are certain things maybe we have been felt like, oh, you know what? Only so and so is good in this area. Only so and so is good in this area. Only Brother Pastor Julius can do such and such a thing. I cannot do it. But I'm here to tell you that you have what it takes to succeed even in this beautiful nation. Praise the Lord. All the Lord wants is in our hearts. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And before I digressed, I was reading something to you. And then hear what the word of the Lord says. And don't refuse to help your own relatives. Huh? When opportunity comes and your relatives are looking in, the Bible says, do not refuse to help your. Come on, say it loud. Do not refuse to help your relatives. I know there are relatives who want to take advantage of you. I'm not talking about those ones. But you know there are relatives that are really desperate. Or a child who has failed to go to school because they didn't have any fees. And you know that God has blessed you. And maybe you can team up with one of your brothers or siblings and help them go to school. Please do it if you can. By doing so, you'll be honoring God. Amen? Believe it or not, you'll be honoring God. Then the Bible says in verse number 8, then your light will shine like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your God will walk before you. What do you like in 2017? You would want God to walk before you in all that you do. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Then your God will walk before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you. Then you will call out, and the Lord will ask. You will cry out, and you will say, here I am. Imagine. Can you imagine the Lord's protection is all around you? Just because you did the things that the Lord said up there. And because the Lord responds to those things as you have honored him. He says, I will honor those who honor him. Amen? Hallelujah! Shout a bigger hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. I read two more verses and we are going to be done. Ephesians 2, verse number 7 to 9. In order that in the coming age, he displayed the surpassing riches of his grace, demonstrated by his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. We are not saved by works. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, it is right the opposite of what God does, that we don't work our salvation. We don't receive our salvation through working so hard, but it is by grace through faith. Amen. But on the other side of the coin, the Lord doesn't just want us to say that, you know, Lord, I honor you, I appreciate you, I love you. But that is not also the signature of your heart. But God wants to hear that I honor you. When you say that, God, I honor you, that your heart also says, I honor you, Lord. The Lord, I worship you. And your heart also says, Lord, I worship you. The Lord, I adore you. That your heart also says, I adore you. And how do the Lord knows that you adore him from the heart? It is by taking care of the hungry, taking care of the poor. It is by forgiving those people that have hurt us. It is by setting free those that we have put in prison and letting them loose, and cutting out the chains that we may have put into their lives. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. That is a prayer that I have for 2017, church, that we shall honor God. Amen? Think about this. Think about this for the minute. I'm going to God. And when we call upon the name of the Lord, sister, the Lord hears us. Amen? But how do you like that each and every one of us would call God and that he would respond? That you would tell the Lord in our closet, Lord, Father, we are trusting you for this building in our church. Lord, I'm trusting you for this family. And that before you leave that closet, that you know that the Lord, that your prayers have been registered in heaven. Amen? Just because when you speak those words, the Lord is looking at your heart and he is able to receive that prayer because we have honored him. Imagine if each and every one of us can do that. Imagine the effect that we can have in our ministry. Imagine the effect that we can have in the families, in our church, just because of honoring God. Amen? Do we choose to honor God in 2017? Do we choose to honor him, family? Do we choose to honor him? Amen? Not just by our own words, but deep inside that we are going to honor him. Amen? Are you prepared to forgive those people that hurt you in 2017? Are you ready to let them go? Are you ready to release them and tell them, God, I forgive them, so that the Father in heaven can also forgive you? Amen? Are you ready to take a family that is less fortunate than you, or any person that God is going to send your way, and make a difference in their lives? Are you prepared to do so? Because in doing so, we shall be honoring God. Amen? Hallelujah. I love the testimony of one of our ladies in our church here. And I know I don't want to mention names, but she encourages me that every time she goes and visits Kenya, she goes and finds a place with children that are less fortunate. Amen? And I've had that testimony that she's made it her mission that every time I'm going to go to Kenya, that I'm going to visit a children's home of less fortunate people. Amen? There's no way you can do such things and God fails to hear your prayer. Amen? And people will be wondering, you people will be looking at you, Sister Elizabeth, and they wonder, what is happening with this sister? It looks like she is just overflowing with the blessings of God. But they don't know the secret. The secret you have made in your heart to honor God. Let me tell you, church, and I can almost double guarantee it, that if we can choose to honor God in 2017, our lives will be different in December of this year. We'll be able to look back and say it was worth it to honor God. Amen. It was worth it to honor Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall we stand on our feet? Before I invite Pastor Julius to come and explain to us what we need to do for this year, I'd like you to be reflective of what we've had here today. And as we move on, this being the first day of 2017, that God would help us to honor Him. Amen. Each one of us are precious before the Lord. And each one of us, God is not a respecter of any one person. You have the same access that I have to the Lord. And you can be as blessed as anyone on this planet if we decide to honor the Lord in 2017. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you this first day of 2017. First of all, Lord, we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Lord, we may have done things that never pleased you. But you're faithful, O God, that even as a congregation, we bow down before you, Lord, and we ask for your forgiveness. Where we fail to respond to your word, O God, have mercy upon us. And Lord, come and let the slate be clean even as we start this year, the year 2017. There are many people who hurt in 2016. Many among us, for reasons that we may not even know. But even as we usher ourselves in 2017, Lord, we ask you that you shall get hold of our hands, each person, and lead us into paths of righteousness. I pray that the word of God will be real in our lives and that we shall honor you in all that we do. There are people that will be sent out to come and cross our ways, and they'll make us mad and they'll make us feel bad and they'll hurt us, Lord. I pray that you shall give us a contrite heart, one that is broken, ready to forgive, in the name of Jesus. Father, lead us not into evil. And Father, but deliver us from the same, in the name of Jesus. I pray that we shall be one family that loves one another, one family that extols one another and respects one another and care for one another. And I pray that as one people, we shall not be divided, but we shall care for one another. We shall go out of our way, Lord, even to look out for those among us that are almost there, down and struggling, and pull them up to where we are. Father, I thank you for each and every person. I thank you, Lord, even for every family, even in 2017. We commit our children, Lord, unto you, that even as they go to school, Lord, they will excel in the name of Jesus. Father, you shall bless the work of our hands. There are people that are businesses, Lord, I declare that those businesses will flourish in 2017. Out of our honoring you, O God. There are people who are in careers, Lord, I declare that promotions will come because of honoring you, O Lord. And that at the end of 2017, we'll be able as a family to look back and see how you have single-handedly picked us up and taken us to where you want us to be. Father, I pray for each and every person. The Lord, we shall esteem one another. The Lord, no evil word will come out of our mouth to ridicule the lives of any one of us here. But good words of encouragement, positive words to build one another up, Lord, shall be prevalent in our midst, and you shall be glorified. Father, we thank you, and we usher ourselves in 2017 with this word, that we shall honor you, that we shall respect you, that we shall pay homage to you, to the glory and honor of your name. We pray this, believing and trusting in Jesus' strong name, and the whole church family said a big amen. Amen. Give Jesus a mighty hand clap offering. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor, for that challenge. And on the same note, as we honor the Lord, as we purpose to honor the Lord, there is a power in remembering. Having that ability to go back, going to be in June, whether it is going to be in May, and telling God, you know, God, I vowed that I will honor you. And as I honored you, I laid up an altar for you. And this altar is to remember. You know, in the Bible, I was reading 1 Samuel, some chapters there, I can't remember exactly where it was. But this was, I think, 26, 27, 28. But what had happened to David is that David had had a lot of problem with King Saul. And he knew that this, if I stay here, if I stay in Israel for long, this man is going to kill me. And so he decided the only way that that he's going to remain alive is to leave Israel. And he left Israel. Do you know where he went? He went to live with the Philistines, the enemies of Israelites. But even as he went there, and he went with 600 of his soldiers, his footmen, 600 of them. But as he went with them, He found favor with King Achish, if that's how you pronounce it, or Achish, whichever is the right one. And he found favor with them, and he told them, would you please give me a place to settle my men? Because I am suffering back in Israel. Which enemy would not want to help you at that particular time? And so King Achish decides, you know what you're going to do? We're going to help you. We're going to give you a place. And he was given Ziklag, and he was given Negev for his men. Now when he settled there, his purpose was that you're not going to sit here idle. I am a soldier. I'm a career soldier. And my men are career soldiers. So what you're going to do, you're going to fight for you, Philistines. You're going to destroy your enemies, Philistines. And so he goes for his first battle. And when he goes for his first battle, the general of the army, he looked at this at the army and says, who are these Hebrews? Who are these immigrants? Who are these people coming at you to fight for us? Can't we fight for ourselves? And do you know the Philistines refused help from this one man with his 600 soldiers? I'm getting somewhere with this. He went back to Achish and said, what have I done? I was just trying to help. I was only trying to offer help so that we can succeed. And he said, I know you have done nothing wrong. It's not you. It's not your fault. But you know what? We've got this. I'll fix it for you. I'll fix it for you. So David and his 600 foot soldiers went back to Ziklag, his home. And guess what he found out? He found out that Ziklag had been destroyed. It had burnt down. And the women and the children and the weak people had been taken away, and all their property had been destroyed. And David had nowhere else to go. And at that time, his own soldiers, the 600 men that he had, they wanted to stone him. They wanted to kill him. Look where you've taken us. You removed us from Israel. You brought us here to Philistine. We are supposed to be fighting. We are not even fighting. Now what has happened is that we are going back, and even our own property has been taken away from us. We want to stone you. We will kill you. It was a dark moment for David. But David inquired of the Lord. And that is where I wanted us to reach. David inquired of the Lord. He knew there was a point in his life He knew that if I called upon the name of the Lord, he will provide direction. What is your point of remembrance? Where is that place that you had encountered God? What is it that you've laid in that altar that you know if anything happens to you, you can always go back to that spot and tell God, God, remember. The other time I called upon you and you heard me and you responded. The other time I called upon you and you heard me and you responded. And that's what we're talking about today. If 2017 is going to be different from 2016, we've got to do things differently. I'm not on any campaign. I'm not on any paycheck. The pastor doesn't even know what I'm doing. But I told the church before. I'd mentioned in the last Sunday. Because here is the point, church. If we don't have markers in our lives, if we don't have markers in our GPS, in the steps of success, we cannot tell how we reached where we are today. If you're going somewhere in 2017, if you've purposed, if you have vowed that I'm going to honor the Lord, that is a destiny. Your goal is to honor the Lord. How are you going to go there? Every point you make, you're successful, lay an altar in that place. So that when you reach that point where you've honored the Lord, you can go back and say, Lord, remember I honored you in this place. Won't you come for me now? You can go back to another place and say, God, look at the situation I'm in. But remember, when I called upon you at this point, when I honored you at this point, you saw me through. Those are GPS points, if you like, if you can simplify them. That those are points in our lives, in our spiritual journeys, to remind us that every place that God held us or God did something for us, we laid an altar for him. And we'll have so many altars in our lives. We'll have so many altars as individuals. We'll have so many altars as a church, places to remind us. Now you start asking, so what are altars? It is very simple. It is just something of value that you're going to give God. Is it going to be your time and tell yourself that, you know what? In my house, I'm going to lay an altar where I'll be calling upon the name of the Lord. Is it in your office? Is it in your garage? Wherever it is, that this is the place I'll be calling upon the name every time. Or giving something that is of value. Because an altar without sacrifice is not a complete altar. There has to be something that is going to be sacrificial. Something that will make you remember. God, remember when I gave you the $100? Remember when I gave that? It was because you had done this for me. Surely can't you do this for me now? It's a new beginning, church. It's a new beginning. And I believe with all my heart that God is going to take us places that most of us cannot even think or even imagine. But how are you going to know that you actually got there? It is because of those markers, because of those sacrifices, those altars that you're building in your lives, that you'll have a place to go back and say, it was in this place, it was in this place, it was in this place. And that's how I got where I am today, because of honoring the Lord. Are you with me, church? And so today, even as we give our offerings before God, for those of you who prepared or who say or will just say today, I want to make a sacrificial giving to God. It is not to the church. And I said this the last Sunday. I said the church is not broke. We are finishing well. And Joe can attest to that. It is nothing about the church. It is about you. And woe unto us if we keep thinking that, you know, that I'm giving more to the church because the church needs the money. I think you need the money more. But more than that, I believe that your sacrificial giving is what is going to help you build that remembrance point. That point where you can say, God, it was at this point. It's not because I had, but I gave it sacrificially. I'm building an altar. And it's not going to be the only altar. God is going to do something for you at another time, and you're going to build another altar. And then God is going to do something for you, and you're going to build another altar. And as you go back to your journey, maybe not just for 2017, as you reach a place where you say, this is it. I have made it. And somebody asks you, how did you make it? You know, I build altars. You will have a story. You'll tell this person, sit down and I'll tell you what I did. I build altars. Show me a person who has built altars and I'll show you somebody who has been successful in life. Show me somebody who has built altars and I'll show you a spiritual giant. But show me somebody who does not build altars and I'll show you somebody who is still struggling. I'm challenging you, church. It's time to change our mind shift. It's not that God is requiring your check, but it is going to be an altar for you. It is going to be a point of remembrance for you. It is for us humans to say, this is the point. This is where I made that commitment. This is where I honored God. Every time you honor God, build an altar. Every time you honor God, build another altar. Every time you honor God, build another altar. And after you reach a certain place, because you'll not even know that God is blessing you, you'll not even realize that God is lifting you up to higher heights. But when you reach there, and somebody asks you, Joyce, how did you reach here? I said, my brother, is the altars I've been building. Is the altars I've been building. Yeah. You can never build an altar in vain. You can never build an altar in vain. And I'm just building on what Pastor has just mentioned about honoring God. If you're going to honor God in 2017, we are going to build altars. Honor God, build altar. Honor God, build altar. Honor God, build altar. At the end of 2017, look back at what you have done. And I'm telling you, you'll be amazed at where you are in your own life. Prepare your checks, ECC, the offerings, the baskets, the envelopes. If you need envelopes, they're there. We'll give our offerings. And I believe God is going to bless you. This is the first beginning. Whatever it is that you're going to give, look, and I feel like I'm campaigning right now, but I just want to make sure this point gets home. The point is this. If I usually give $50 to the church offering, and I give $50 today, that's not going to be an altar. Because I'll not remember, $50 Gani, which Sunday was it? It's got to be a marker that will help you remember. Oh, it was actually that time when I gave that $100. It was that time I gave $30 because usually I give $10. That is how you're going to be able to remember. And trust me, it is going to benefit you. Because God is going to help you rise up in your life. As many altars as you're going to build, at the end of 2017, you look back and say, surely the Lord has been with me. As you honor God, God will honor you. Praise the name of Jesus. Sister Lorraine, she's going to be available if you are giving by debit check or debit cards or cards, whatever way that you're going to give. This is your chance. But again, don't misunderstand me. This is the beginning of the year, and I'm just trying to lay a platform for you and for myself, that it will be a time for us as we implement what Pastor Tony has taught us today about honoring God. If you are going to start today, then the journey will be as we honor God. So today is going to be more of a vow that I'm vowing to honor God. And every time you honor God in doing something, feeding somebody or helping somebody who was in need somewhere, you tell God, that coming Sunday, you tell God, or you give God a sacrificial giving. That becomes another sacrifice. Another Sunday, you do something else, or another month, you do something else, and you build another altar because somebody else was in need, or you visited some people who are in the hospital, or whatever it is that you feel that you're honoring God in. That Sunday, come that Sunday, you'd expect to be the one getting the check, but it is you who's going to give that and say, it's a sacrifice that I'm making. And I bet on you that at the end of 2017, when you look back at the journey that you've taken, those will be markers to show how you've actually reached where you are. So if you're ready, please start bringing your offerings, your tithes and offerings. If you wish, you can actually say that this is just a sacrificial giving. If you want, it's entirely up to you. I'm going to leave it to you. It's all that I know is that it doesn't matter where it is going to go. It matters in your heart what you are doing. That is the most important thing. And when you're ready, just come and start giving. God bless you. I got waves that are tossing me, crashing all over my beliefs. And in all sincerity, Lord, I want to be yours. So pull me out of this mess I'm in, cause I know I'm wandering. Leave my soul back home again, I've always been yours. And this world may push, may pull, but your love never fails. You need. As a girl, I made my choice. There is no other way for me. I'm devoted to you. So the announcements for the week, the cell groups, the button is on. So we are starting tomorrow with the Dallas. Is it Tuesday? Monday is the Dallas. Then we have the other one, Tuesday. The other one, Wednesday, it's right there. Okay, and then McKinney Little M on Thursday. Friday, Kesha. Sister Kate will let you know on through WhatsApp. Do you have any visitors in the house today? Let's recognize our visitors. So they are all regulars. So why don't we stand up and... Yes, please, at least say something.
Praise God. I was not thinking that I'm a visitor, because I'm a regular visitor. But I praise God this morning. My name is Amasi. I love the Lord this morning, and I'm very so blessed to see the new year. I'm happy to be with you this day. I decided to come and worship with you here, and I was blessed.
Thanks so much, Matthew. Merci for coming. God bless you. Anybody else? I'm told that Elizabeth and Wanganga and Monica need to say something. 2 minutes.
Praise the Lord, ECC. God is good. And all the time, God is good. We are glad to be back. We had a good time in Kenya. We had a wonderful wedding. Thank you all so much for your prayers. It meant a lot. You know, Kenya is, we are planning from here how it is, but with God's grace, everything was successful, everything was good. We saw God's hand and God's favor. Pastor Tony and wife, thank you for coming and representing ECC. We had a wonderful time. God bless you so much. And
praise God, church. Glad to be back. As George said, we had a great time. We saw the hand of God. It all started with your support and prayers, and it culminated in a beautiful day. It was a sunny, beautiful, we just saw God on that day. And we are glad to be back. And continue, remembering us in your prayers in this journey of marriage. And we're just glad to be back and thank God for everything. Mom was there and she's doing well. A lot of greetings to you all. And just thank you all again.
Okay, praise God. Nothing much to say, but most important, I'm standing here because of God. He took us there. He brought us a safe journey. A lot of protection, a lot of mercies, a lot of blessings, a lot of favor from God. That was the most important. So I thank God first and foremost, and we had a great time. Still hoping to have been there, but no choice. It was 3 weeks, pretty short, but we are back, and we keep praying for each other. Kenya is good, and I'm happy to see everybody's looking good, and the new year is here, so... We keep praying for each other, loving on each other, and God be blessed at all times.
Monica.
Praise God, church. God is good, and all the time. Yeah, for me, it's just to be grateful to God. We went to Kenya. He protected us both in the air and in the land, and we are grateful. We don't take it for granted. We had a good time. And we had a lot of fun, and we missed you. Let's continue praying for each other and loving on one another. God bless you.
And then Joe Nganga.
Praise God. Happy New Year. I'm grateful to God for bringing us back. Kenya was fun. We had a good time. And received greetings from family members, my bishop, Kenya, my Rocco pastor, and also from Pastor Wilson. We met with Pastor Wilson. I'm so happy. And just to inform you, when we were going home, as you all know that the church supports, sometimes we support him, and we were able to buy a wireless microphone for him. So he said, thank you all for the support, and God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God, church, again. Happy New Year. Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I thank God for his journey mercies. We went to Kenya and we came back safe. And we thank God. I don't take anything for granted. Just as Pastor was telling you, there's some few things like I've really brushed my shoes when I was there. And this morning I just went to the rack, the shoe that I left there, I just picked it without any dust. And I thank God for everything. So let's not take even the little things for granted. Let's thank God for everything. Kenya is fine. Kenya is growing. It's a beautiful place to be. Let's all work hard and go retire home.
Amen. God bless you. So we hope that there are other testimonies that will be building up for those who will be going to Kenya, so you can also start preparing for that testimony. Let's rise up so you can finish up with a word of prayer. Pastor, would like to pronounce the benediction.
All right, let's pray together. Just hold the hand of the person standing next to you as we conclude. Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful, we are honored to be in your presence today. Thank you, Lord, even for crossing us over to 2017. As we begin this year, Lord, we want to go with you. We want you to get hold of our hands and lead us and guide us. Father, we depend upon you, Lord, in all that we do. We also pray, Lord, even for this country. Lord, even as we inaugurate a new president, we pray that you shall be with him. You shall be with his administration in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you shall protect each one of us, Lord. I know that, God, you're sending greatness, Lord, even into our minds. There are people who are going to launch businesses. There are people who are going to launch new careers. There are people who are planning to go to school. There are people who are planning to move even from one geographical location to another. Lord, I pray that you shall see us in all those endeavors in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, whatever New Year's resolutions you have made, I pray that you shall help us so that we can be consistent in them. Whatever it is that we have chosen that we shall do this year, Lord, I pray that you shall see us through. Lord, help us to love you more. Help us even to love one another. And help us, Lord, even to extend this love that you have given us even to other people that may not have it. Lord, I declare that you shall have a great week ahead. You shall protect us, Lord. We declare that no sickness and disease will creep in our lives in the name of Jesus. I declare that your power shall sustain each and every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. I declare that none of our relatives shall die in Africa. The Lord, we shall live each and every single day that you have assigned for us on this planet in the name of Jesus. We commit our children to you, Lord, even as they go to school on Tuesday. I declare that our children shall be the head and not the tail in the name of the Lord. Protect their schools. We pray that there will not be any security issues, no gunshots, no firearms shot, even in their schools in the name of the Lord. Protect our children and protect all of us as well. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. May you have a great week ahead. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he sustain you. In Jesus' name. Amen.